Blog Talk Radio.
Where are you? Where are we? We are all in the world. We are all in this together. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, the only one in the planet, the only one in the world. And I wanted to come here on Monday, of all days, where all of us are beginning to map out our way forward. I mean, it's Monday. We should be motivated. We should be thinking about our goals and what we want to accomplish the entire week, right? All month, all year. Of course, we're in a changing world, an ever-changing world. But I wanted to come on today and talk about being strategic in the planning. And I say that because I'm in the throes of it myself with a multitude of things that are always going on. And only those close to me really sort of hear me begin to expound upon these different ways that we can. And then in talking about how we can, it's talking about the tangible. So again, as I sort of put in the title, well, there's seven critical ways to make it work. That all depends on you. First of all, most of all you. And thinking about the future that you want, the goals that you have, the destination and where you intend to go. So the first thing is to think about yourself, what you're good at, and where and how you want to give your energy And how about this? Really begin to start with thinking about how much do you want to give to the world? Because the world is here. The world is coming. It's going to kick down your door. It's going to blow your phone off the hook. All the different ways. So the number one way is to think about your value, but also to think about a quota. So that means, am I only going to do one talk per month? One talk per month, or two talks the entire school year, or all the various ways you can think about. So you've got to think about a quota. And a quota can go with, how many meetings am I going to set up, allow myself to begin to give all of my time, how much in all the various ways and directions of your life. So again, thinking about your own quota. What are you willing to give this fall? What are you willing to give next spring? What are you willing to give next summer? If you have a future that you imagine in your mind, you have to already be thinking ahead. So the next thing to think about that I wish somebody would have really impressed upon me, but of course, some people won't do that because they want to, how do we say it? You need to be mindful that there's this thing called yes, and there's this thing called no. There's no maybe. There's no in-between. That means when opportunities come, you've got to begin to decide, again, how much energy that you want to allocate for this particular thing. So get good with yes, but get fantastic with no. Learn from me. I began to take it personal within myself and feel guilty if I had to say no. That's dangerous. But that also meant it went to other people's charm. So again, everyone won't tell you this. Learn to say no and some yeses, but begin to incorporate that into your everyday thinking. Again, how much energy do you want to allocate? Yes or no? The next thing, the third thing, that is so important, because the unexpected will come. But you've got to be kind to yourself. As you're mapping out your curriculum, as you are beginning to imagine this star-studded program, whatever that you're designing, this project, you've got to be kind to yourself, because whatever that you give to other people, you also are saying, I'm going to do it too. Why would you assign like 2, 3, 4, 5 books in 1 week? When we can spread it out, be kind to yourself, because in being kind to yourself, then you're also thinking about other people. So the next thing, plan now and plan ahead. I'm always quoting Dave Prez, work your plan your work your plan. And that's how I live my life. I live my life through things to do lists. I live my life through calendars. Because I was raised by a techie who's a project manager, all these various things that we got to be very clear about the action goals and where we're going and what has to happen. So plan now, plan ahead. And with that, that goes to having meetings with yourself, whether it's a Sunday meeting or whether it's Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever that you will decide is your day to have your meeting. Your weekly power meeting with yourself. It matters. I do it all the time. I do it awake, and I do it sleep. I do it in all these various ways. But have a weekly meeting with yourself so then you can plan now and plan ahead. Next thing. Well, if you ever read this amazing book called The Artist's Way, then you will come to understand about daily morning pages. Or when you wake up, the first thing you should do is give to thyself. Give to yourself. Pen and paper, that's where I go. Other people may type. But the daily morning pages is something that can pay you as you are paying yourself and just sort of like, well, what do I want to do? What's the goal? No matter what it is, that can be a power center for you if used the right way. It helped me to produce a 50-page dissertation prospectus proposal or perspective within a week. Once I got beyond, get it on paper, walk away, get up every day, keep doing it. So the first thing you do should not be checking email. That's giving to the world. you should be writing down and giving yourself at least 5 to 10 to 15, maybe 30 minutes, at least. So next, the most important thing I wish somebody would have told me all over again. But again, people will tell you what they feel like you need to know, also strategically. If there's one thing you remember on top of being kind to yourself, understand boundaries. If you have something that the world wants, you can't give of yourself in every direction at every moment. So that means you've got to think about your boundaries personally, professionally, and also think about the boundaries of self-care, where you don't answer the phone every single day, every single hour, every single moment emails come in. You've got to think about mental boundaries and also the physical boundaries. Just because somebody picked up the phone doesn't mean that you then have to take on that energy in that moment. The boundaries. For me, hey, after 10 o'clock, because I've got to get my bearings vibrationally of where I am, and I'm not willing to give it to the world. So boundaries. Boundaries matter. You want to be clear about what days are not, they are off limits for work. No. You got to be very clear now. What days are you not going to be all on Zoom? What days? What hours? What days are dedicated for your project, your work, and your future? I know for some people they're probably like, oh, you know, Moose keeps just going and going. I am. Because these are the ways that I think about it. How do you think that I've gotten to this point? Or I feel like I'm just getting started and I feel like I'm on a lower level of publishing. And yet, to certain people, I've done so much, but I have not. But yet, it's been trying to navigate in between. So the next thing is, you should really think about your goals, i.e., not just, I dream to be known, I dream to be famous, this, that, and other. That's great. What is it going to take to get there? Your goal sheet. I have some friends that we would share our goals and then we have it allocated out, like what is already due, what's coming, and then where do I want to be? And then you begin to look at it through categories. So you figure out your goal, your action sheet to get you going. And in addition to that, the other thing that I have that works, has helped a lot of other people in their own path, is you've got to be accountable for the time that you put in. Hey, the eighth point that I would say, create an Excel sheet that is an accountability sheet so you can begin to look at what were the goals, but yet what did I do? How much time did I give? Then you've got to reevaluate time. Well, we'll say, well, one day, these few hours, but then when you translate it into minutes, then it looks like a whole lot more. So it's all the tricks of the brain. Again, get yourself a goal sheet. Start that out. Then you begin to get some courage to share it with other people, and then you can hold each other accountable. But then when you are the only one who holds yourself accountable, what does that look like? And what and where and how can you begin to hold yourself accountable all week? For me, it worked to have other people, but yet I'm good at holding my own self accountable. So, again, I've sort of been moving in a variety of directions. But one other more important area that a lot of people would never even begin to direct you to is super important. And this is the ninth point. I'm giving you a whole lot. I know I told you I'm going to give you seven, but hey, this is how Blue Scheme flows. You really should pay attention to the moons and the retrograde. What that means is, do you know where the moon is right now? Because if you did, then you would know how to harness the energy. Me, I know what I'm up against, and that means that today, on August 24th, we are in a Scorpio moon. That would mean everything, and then very little to some people. But you might want to pay attention to the moons, because the moons impact your everyday. They impact your emotions. They impact how the world will come at you. Some of you might have woke up cranky, just sort of like you woke up on another edge of the bed. Somehow. Because again, Moon and Scorpio, it's intense. It's just deeper, it's darker. We're just in it. We're trying to go deep. We're trying to get things done. But you better get ready, because then the rest of this week we got all this other energy. We got an energy that you're going to play around and be like, I don't feel like doing it. Moon in Sagittarius is coming tomorrow on the 25th. And then by the end of the week, we're going to be in Moon in Capricorn. That is where you can go deep. You can be practical. But again, I'm just giving you just like a little dip into the moon so you can become more aware. And then when there's retrograde, yes, there is Mercury retrograde. And that affects your mind. You may have to then go back and review and all these different things. And then you and other people may all of a sudden become very confused. And what did I just say? But I didn't say that, but I did, but I didn't. What I'm getting at is that in planning ahead and sitting down with your calendar, you also might want to pay attention to the movement of the planets and the movement of the moon. I'm empowering people about that and a whole other part of myself on the cosmic dark side of who Dr. Moose King really is. But that said, pay attention to the shifts of the moon and the retrograde. Now, another sort of bonus, if you will, that I wanted to go back to, a lot of people hear me talking about it a whole lot, is those powerful tools called crystals. In being strategic, I place crystals all over myself and all around wherever I am, at work, at home, in the car. And there are a variety of crystals that can help activate your productivity and keep you working. So I talked about this just recently. Lapis lazuli, which is really good when you want to find your voice, when you want to speak, and you have a speech to give and all of that. Carnelian is another one. It's a very powerful, beautiful brown stone that will help you to gain clarity and focus, and guess what? Completion. We all know we need that. So again, I'm giving you a variety of tools, and there are things you know and things you may not have thought about. And I want to go back over them just to remind us. The first thing is to think about your values so then you can understand your quota. How much? How many? Per month, per week, per day, per year, you want to be clear as you understand your value. Learn, yes, but really embrace no, because you are one person. While we all feel like we can accomplish everything, we cannot. So learning no and yes. The third thing was be kind to yourself. Whatever you're going to give those students to read, you got to read all of it and then really be the expert. So be kind to yourself. Hey, maybe go get a foot massager. Hey, be kind to yourself. What can that look like? Next thing, that thing called a calendar, plan ahead. Plan now, plan ahead, but also have weekly meetings with yourself. You don't have to always tell everybody what you got going on. In fact, for me, I like having 2 and 3 calendars, digital and then 2 physical, because they all sort of help me begin to plan my life in the ways that I want. The next thing, very important. If you think of your writing or if you think of your work like the bank, you want to pay yourself first. Why would you give all of yourself and your money to the world? When you can give yourself and build your currency, you can build your wealth by your ideas, by simply showing up every day, but showing up every morning and doing these daily morning pages. I hope you're still with me, because again, I'm going back over all of that which I was empowering you on. And at the end of the day, you use what you will, you trash what you want, but that's fine. That's okay. You are being empowered, and you cannot unknow. So the next thing is creating your version of a goal sheet. Thinking about what's already due, what's coming, and where do you want to be next. Laying that out in the various ways to help you, because through that, then you can develop a system, or maybe even another sheet, perhaps even on Excel, that helps you to be more accountable. So if that means having 2 sheets, a goal sheet, but then also having an accountability sheet that you have with yourself and or others, you think about what that looks like. You think about 60 minutes. Is that a lot? Because we could have just said, oh, just 1 hour. And then, well, it just all depends on how you're evaluating time and the energy that you have given. So the next thing that I was really trying to make us mindful of, boundaries. Boundaries. You better learn them. I've had to learn them every day, every week, every year, all over. Because people will push on your boundaries. So think about what those boundaries mean, personally, professionally, and also reserving time on a regular, yes, ritualized, yes, routine for your self-care. That's creating important boundaries. And then the last thing, never last, or maybe last, too. Study the moons and the retrogrades. You should really plan out your calendar to know. Because guess what? Mercury retrograde is coming. And you should understand that because technology is going to fall apart. People are going to get confused. Students are going to be like, you didn't tell me that. All of a sudden, you're like getting all these little bits at. And in addition to all that, Mercury retrograde is going to fall when the elections are happening. So that means we've got to be very clear in the mind. But your energy, you've got to give more now because by mid-September, the planets have decided that we all need to slow down with our energy. And then that energy is going to be slowed down for 2 months. So again, in planning ahead and knowing what's coming. So study the moons and the retrogrades. And the last thing is really learn, make it your homework to go look up crystals that can help you magnetically align your life in the way that you want. I was raised to do that, and then all of a sudden my life just took off because I knew what energy that I wanted to activate and create in my home and in my personal life. But right now, as I keep talking, ooh, I got some carnelian. Ooh, yes. Help me to complete it all. Help me to do it all. I'm only one person, but I can't operate in that which I am foreseeing for myself in the future. And you can do the same thing. So again, I have been doing and operating from this place of empowerment. Today's Monday. Why not be motivated? Why not be moved to go deeper in living and being more intentional in how you want to be? But it also is going to require a deeper look at yourself and where you want to go, and how you want to get there. So there's a variety of ways. I know I told you all in writing I was going to give you 7, but I ended up giving you 9 because I wanted to empower you to step into your higher mind in all the ways and the realms that only you can know. You can't not know now, but you got to really embrace it and begin to think about, hey, there's some things here I can use and there's some other things that you may not be able to, but nonetheless, the whole point is here are some tangible solutions, some active ways, some things to think about. So again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustaqim in the world, anywhere, in the multiverse, in the planet, wherever she was saying. And I've been reporting to you live from St. Louis, Missouri, where I am, where I thrive, but most in being intentional in the future that I am imagining and tangibly moving forward on. And these are the tools and the tips that I offer to you today. Hey, look, I'm just a daughter of a female techie, a black female techie, project manager, someone who really showed me how to be very precise and intentional in the things that I want. And I'm very grateful to have a father that always reminded me, you got to be organized, governed, and direct in how you move and how you operate. So be strategic in the planning. There are a multitude of ways to do that. But most of all, do it on your terms. Never let anyone tell you what you can and what you cannot do. You are the architect of your future. You are the activator that you've been waiting on. So this is just only the beginning of the many ways that I intend to empower the world. I'm everywhere, all the time. Dr. Shawande Mustaqim, you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Instagram, you can find me on Twitter. I am the only Shawande Mustaqim in the planet. I am the only Dr. Shawande Mustaqim anywhere in the multiverse. And I am also the author of the 2-time award-winning book, Flavor at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness, in the Middle Passage. It's never about me, but it's about empowering the future. So may all that which you imagine come to fruition, especially that of high vibration. And may the days and the doorways begin to open up for you because here comes the future. Be strategic in the planning and find your ways to make it work. All right, now. Bye-bye.